Ho, 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 you Cretans, it's James. I don't know why I said Cretans. Actually, ho, 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 you Christmas fanatics, it's James, here again with a Patreon feed drop. That's right, you're getting a present this Christmas, this Hanukkah, this Kwanzaa, this Festivus. Is that the word? Festivus? It doesn't matter. It's a Seinfeld thing, but people take it serious. They celebrate Festivus as the best of us. Guys, every single year, we like to bring out some of the stuff from behind the Patreon walls into the free feed. So today, as you've heard previously, I have a one-man show, meaning I am the host and then I'll have a guest on, or maybe two. And that one-man show was talking about Beyblade. It's currently Citizens of Townsville Z, where I'm discussing Powerpuff Girls Z. But last year, we did an exploration of the Sam & Max franchise, which had a Christmas special. So what you're about to hear, and I should have also mentioned, every single year, Nicole is the guest, because I have to... It's the only way she's going to guest on one of these shows if, one, it's guaranteed one a year, and two, it's something she enjoys. And what does she enjoy more than Christmas? Absolutely nothing, brother. So what you're about to hear is us discuss, I think it's Bloody Christmas, something along those lines. It's a Sam & Max episode of the Sam & Max cartoon show. Oh boy, it's so good. But if you want to listen to this and so much more, 52 episodes a year on the Patreon. Oh my God, it's so good. Coming up. I think actually coming out the same week this is, or around the same time, we're doing the Citizens of Townsville Z Christmas special with Nicole. I'm going to convince her. I've been doing a lot of work for her lately. I've been helping her out a lot. I think she can watch Powerpuff Girls and wax about it for an hour, okay? And if she says no, I'm going to say, too bad, too bad. I'm going to start sending your Christmas gifts back. And she'll say, no, Jimmy, no, I really want that thing. That I mean, I guess I could say what I got. She's never going to listen to this. I got her, what I like doing is I will get presents. Of course I get fucking presents. James, shut up. What I get for her is a character she likes dressed up in a Christmas outfit. And I was looking for stuff and I found, and it was on Five Below, but it's so well detailed. It does not look cheap at all. It is Kuropi from the Sanrio universe. You know, Hello Kitty, that frog. She loves that frog. He's dressed up as Santa. It's so cute. And there was an ornament of the same style, but, you know, different looking. I got her that as well. She's gotten me Yogi Bear dressed as Santa. We've got Grumpy Cat, Pikachu, two Garfields, I think, and probably a couple more. Those are escaping, but these are never out, and the Yogi Bear is not in my proper Yogi collection, so once a year, I am pleasantly surprised when we pull out the Christmas decorations, and there's Yogi Bear dressed as Santa Claus. Man, she gives great gifts, but I'm giving you this gift. Again, patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. Wowzers! Including during Christmas time, you get beautiful Christmas stuff. And if you're a $10 patron, on top of that weekly stuff, you get monthly bonus exclusive content right now in the form of Straight to Patreon. I'm not sure what it is this year. We might be trying to get Shane, you know, Lil Corey's BFF and former roommate Shane, who was on Pissmas. He was on for a movie called The Killing Tree, which is a killer Christmas tree. Wild, wild movie. Sometimes it has boots on and sometimes it doesn't. Clearly, they didn't have time to etch out in the edit the boots on. But he was on for that, and I think we brought up Santa Jaws to him, and he said, oh, hell yeah, gimme, gimme. So he might be, we're going to try and get him on for Santa Jaws. We'll be talking to him Sunday for Pissmas. I mean, whatever Sunday that is. The 10th when he comes over to record Pissmas. Don't know when this is coming out, but I think that's what we're going to be doing. We've done a lot of fun movies over there. Joe and I did Bladesgiving last month. We did some great horror stuff, like like Hack-O-Lantern. We've reviewed Trolls 2, Invisible Dad. That's a horror movie because, yeah, dads are scary. And what was the other? Ghoulies Go to College, Ghoulies 3. That was a fun one. We've done a bunch. It's a great time over there. And if you're a $10 patron, you get shout outs on every single free feed podcast. So let me say those. And then you get to listen to Nicole and I discuss Sam and Max, Freelance Police. So without further ado, starting with Steve F., Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., The Waz, Orion, Jordan B., The Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother in common law, Joshua Jakis, Steve Barnes, a sweet child of time, and Intro Void. Listen to his music. The womb in which I emerged, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF and now former roommate Shane and now a Pissmas regular, That Fed, twitch.tv/Corwinning, it's Corwin, and from the Rom Complex as well as Formulaica podcast and script writing, it's twitch.tv/R2Shelby2. I usually say that stuff and say toodaloos and see you guys signing off, but no, listen to this, it's fun. It's great. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
Death from above! Death from above!
Well, hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Death from Above, a Sam and Max podcast, where I bring guests galore, friends, people you might know, people you might be hearing for the first time, and I bring them for their first time through the franchise of Sam and Max. You got a video game, many maybe. You got a TV show, a few episodes, and oh my god, what's this? It's a comic book. Maybe we'll do the greeting cards of Sam and Max someday. I don't know. I'm stinky right now. Stinky with the beautiful joy that is Christmas. Bloody Christmas. Because, oh, the mistletoe is stewing. And everyone knows winter's brewing. Let it snow. Let it snow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. If you stewed mistletoe, it's all in the house. So if you see a mouse, you can kiss them down south, okay? Because the only place they boil mistletoe is in Arkansas. Arkansas fellas and fellettes are weird. They say, oh man, I'm going to get me some of that good old mistle. And I think they believe mistletoe has something to do with missiles, like pew, 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 pew. Maybe it's when Missile Command came out. They were like, Missile Command, mistletoe, I'm going to eat some of this and then be powerful. Maybe that is true. Is mistletoe poisonous, guest?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. So I should not be eating it. I probably shouldn't be boiling it. It might like cough up my lungs. Mistletoe, smelling it in the aroma air?
Probably fine.
Oh, it is. Okay. What about poison ivy? Should I be boiling that up?
It's probably fine.
Oh, okay. What about burning it in big old bushels?
Yeah, don't do that.
All right. Mistletoe. Can I burn it? Like bras?
Don't do that.
Those are missile holders, bras, mistletoes.
If you're Tank Girl, yeah.
Does Tank Girl have a lot of mistletoe?
Missile bras.
Oh, she's like a Madonna.
Sure.
Because she's got them torpedo titties. Hey, guys.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day, and it's Christmas on, obviously, because our guest is here on the James Solo podcast. She only makes time for the holidays. It's the Nickel Brick.
I feel insulted by that.
By what?
Fuck you. You know how many fucking podcasts I'm on?
No, I'm saying for...
You know how many fucking podcasts I'm on, you bitch?
You know how much money you have made, beneficiaries and friends along the way because of it? It's uncountable if you include the friends category. I think doing podcasts like...
Okay,
I don't know what
that
quadruple,
has nothing
but for
to do
10.
With what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm not getting anything good out of it. I'm saying, bitch.
No, you're making time to be on the Solo James podcast during just the holidays. You only came out talking about Beyblade when you were a pony.
Okay, yeah, because That show fucking sucks.
And Sam and Max, what's your experience with it?
It doesn't fucking suck.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. But experience with Sam and Max.
You know how many fucking podcasts I'm on purely just because I love you?
My guess is one, which was Mostly Lovin' Lucha.
A lot of them,
a
sir.
A lot of them? Name a couple. Time Ranger, all of those episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. Car Ranger you loved. You said, oh my God, this makes my heart grow three sizes too large.
No, sir.
Is it three sizes bigger or three sizes too large? Then he has a heart attack and he starts like shaking on the ground.
Have you ever seen that movie? Because that is not what happens.
What movie? I'm just saying in real life.
What do you mean?
Just like...
You're asking me specifically...
When someone's heart in real life...
About a movie.
No, in real life, when someone's heart...
And you're just gaslighting me, saying what movie?
In real life, do people, when it grows big, do they say it grew three times big or three times too big? Too furious. Oh my God. Too big, too furious. That's Biggie's fifth album when he comes out of retirement.
You're driving me insane.
I'm driving
and
you up the
all
wall.
All I want to do in response to it is just also be you.
Yes.
So you know how it fucking feels.
Yes. Fuel off from me. Dirt bike kid. Dirt bike kid. Dirt bag
family.
Kid.
Family.
Family tree is
Dicks
what I'm all
inside
about.
Inside of things.
But no, you need to actually, there needs to be an A.
No, there doesn't.
To F. I don't just
Trust
all of a sudden
me,
say.
I live with you. There does not need to be.
Did you hear this song I was singing while feeding the cats today?
Probably.
Oh, what was it? It was like, tiny little cats like the soupy soup. Something like
no,
that.
No, I did not hear oh, that.
It
was
good.
Asleep.
Oh, no, this was when you were awake.
Oh, I was in the other room. Mm. I was all the way on the other side of the apartment.
Oh, it feels like a world away when you're that far.
So all I heard was...
And you're like, he's hitting those Tiny Tim notes.
Uh-huh. You should have got out my ukulele.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah.
I could strum a couple chords.
It's really fucking easy.
Get a tambourine.
Whoa. A shoe tambourine.
Give the cats a bugle horn.
Oh!
They start going... Bruh, bruh, bruh. They don't have lip, though.
Yeah.
They give me lip.
For sure.
They're always like, oh, James, I'm starving. And I'm like, I just fed you. You're like, you have food in your mouth as you're eating. And you're forcing it down right now.
Yeah.
You are straining to put more food in you. And they're like, oh, won't you enema the food so I can get even more?
Will you mama bird it to
Ew.
Me?
Some of the rice, I would do it.
Yeah.
But add in the chicken, nah.
Yeah.
If it was Impossible Chicken, no. I don't like the texture.
Mm.
It's bad texture, guys. I think it's the Impossible, because it wants to be exactly like chicken.
Yeah.
And I don't like the texture of chicken, I guess.
Yeah.
Give me eggplant. I'll shove one of those in my mouth, chew it up real good.
Uh-huh.
All the people listening, they got big old boners now.
Because you're eating an eggplant?
Yeah, I'm shoving eggplant in my mouth and just chewing it to bits. They're freaking perverts. And you say it.
Yeah, they're jerking off listening to this episode.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You
just
say.
Just jizzing all over their phones.
Okay, you say what I said about
their
eggplant.
Their floppy dick is just,
Whoa.
Just slapping against the screen.
I made them come so quickly they didn't even get hard. I'm a goddamn goddess. Bow before me. And it's going to be easy. You're probably already heaved over. Because it is nutted so hard.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could do that. Just like 0 to 60. Just
Why
like.
Why would you want that? Because
that's fucking fun. Duh. You just like. It's soft. Do you know
but
how
it
much.
It would be like you don't even want it and then it happens. Because that's how sensitive it is.
No, I'm just saying like I could be like. Gah!
You don't want to just be in the grocery store.
You know.
And then you just yell, I'm coming.
No. I wouldn't yell it. I'd keep my mouth zipped. I'd have to.
Yeah.
Because the amount of time it takes to get, like, a good orgasm for me, it's too much time.
Yeah.
But if all of a sudden it's just like,
but
oh,
I thought you did it to kill time.
Sometimes I
anyway,
do.
Anyway, so.
Yes. In some systems, I do. But when it's before bedtime, sometimes I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
With an erection in my hand.
Yep.
Feeling my glands.
What glands?
The penis is called the glands. Like
I don't
the,
believe you.
Nicole.
What?
Are you gaslighting me? I don't know my own body?
Yes.
You don't even know where a skeins is.
I think you just like to call everything a gland.
No, it, no, gland,
one day
no.
Did you just like Google glands
no,
on
no.
the body?
No, there's no D. It's G-L-A-N-S. The glands.
Glands.
Yeah. I do like a Glad paper towel.
Okay.
And a Glad plastic bag. Put that around
sure
my head.
They don't make paper towels.
The way I do it, they do.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Any paper towel's glad to see what I'm offering up. Spilt milk. Couple spots of spaghetti sauce.
Other milky substances.
Uh-huh. I go to Double Dare a lot. You know that about
yeah.
me. I do home Double Dare, but it's by myself. It's kind of like a sad child playing chess by themselves.
Uh-huh.
I play Double Dare by myself.
Yeah. You know, it's like you're just a child prodigy playing Double Dare.
Hell yeah. I would love to see...
spilling milk-like substances all over.
Mm-hmm. A single person... attempt the obstacle course. I don't know why they never did that.
Because you can't.
Yes, you could. You just go, like, you grab the flag and you just, like, keep going. Grab, instead of handing it off.
How would you get through the fucking roller one?
Oh, okay. This is my, I believe Double Dare is ableist. Because
yeah.
if your friend's in a wheelchair, they can't do all of the stuff. They could do the crank wheel. And you're like, I'm going to win this for my fucking friend who, granted, I was driving the go-kart that led him into this chair. So
yeah.
I should be able to do this. Let me, Mark Summers. And then just, oh, my God, they're insane. They did it all in 30 seconds. I got to start watching Double Dare again, I realized. What do you like more?
Congrats.
Me watching Double Dare, or I mean, which do you prefer? Double Dare or Step by Step?
Step by Step, Day by Day.
Nicole, looking at the screen being like, did I peek?
No, I definitely did.
Okay. I love
you. But then I was like, I should actively try not to since I can see the screen.
Uh-huh. Man, you love looking at screens. You're such a Gen Z.
Okay.
You're not, though. Nicole, you're turning 28 this year?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Getting sexier by the day. Pretty cool. You look at yourself in the mirror and say, damn, how am I this quantifiably, noticeably prettier than I was yesterday when I looked in this mirror?
It's absolutely not the case at all.
I think it's because your glasses are like smudged with chocolate.
Yeah.
So that might be affecting it. And you're always just like, you crack them.
I crack my glasses?
Yeah, you crack the lenses. But not like a, you do it like a whip. You make them go the speed of sound real quick and it makes a crack. They're still intact. But because you don't have your glasses on, you can't see yourselves. You're just constantly cracking your glasses.
Okay.
Do it right now. Oh, my God. Nicole, that was so good. Will I in post put in a crack whip noise? I don't know.
Probably not.
Before you knew me, Nicole, what was your experience with Sam and Max?
Zero.
Zero. With me, what's been your experience?
Two.
Two. Okay. Experience points? You've seen a handful of episodes.
Yeah.
Seen me play a video game.
Yeah.
Like you were playing maybe an I Spy game and I was playing Sam and Max. It was at your mom's house when we still lived in Muskegon.
Uh-huh.
And we were trying to pull an all-nighter, just me, a pen, some cigars, and a lighter, but I had none of that, so I was not able to stay up.
Yeah, you were fucking boring.
No, I wasn't boring. I was just used to going to sleep at 9 because I had to wake up at 3:30.
Boring.
Wow. The way you just spit on my responsible attitude. And yeah. I like it. Well, if you weren't watching damn Sam and Max Freelance Police on Saturday mornings like I was, or maybe after school, what were you watching?
Fucking, wait, when? At what time period is this?
Oh, whatever stands out most in your mind.
I'm watching people coming on their screens and slapping it with their floppy disk.
Hell yeah. So, like 7 years old? You can't fucking outdo me.
I'm not trying to outdo you. I'm just trying to meet you.
Okay, well, you're still quite a few miles away.
Okay.
You're at sea level and I'm in Denver blazing up.
I'm a seal. Arf, arf.
You're getting closer. You're getting closer.
Like a kiss from a rose on a grave.
Ooh,
I miss Pinky.
I was gonna do that too.
I know, because I'm being you, bitch.
Oh, I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a sinner. Eat my taint. Taints.
I'll
opinions?
Eat an eggplant.
What? You'll eat an eggplant?
Yeah.
Taints. What's your thoughts on them?
Don't eat them.
Okay.
Get them out of here.
You want the like base of the testicles to meet the anus.
Yeah.
And the vagina.
You don't need it.
Right where the labia forks down, that's where the beehole starts.
Yeah, you don't need it.
Yeah. Who needs a taint?
No
taint
one.
Me. Taint need one. Taint gonna do it.
My thing is, I just don't understand how you say everything with such a straight face.
I don't know. Because to me it's not...
It's so stupid.
It's because...
It's so stupid.
Because to me, Nicole, what I'm doing's not comedy. It's like subversive ideology. It just is serious to
me.
Did you know once I like saw a frog and it started throwing up bottle rockets?
What?
Yeah, pretty cool. It was like sparklers.
Okay.
A child might have shoved a sparkler in the frog's ass and was just like, ah! But it was fine afterwards.
Like, not a fan.
The frog was also people size.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
You just speak like a 4-year-old trying to tell a story.
Yeah, because maybe I am 4 years old. You goddamn pervert. No, I'm not 4. I'm 31 years young. You know? You knew that. I'm 31.
You're 30.
No, I'm 31. Remember my 30th birthday? We had that party at the theater. That was 2021. It's now 2022.
Oh, fuck.
I'm 31. You've seen a 31-year-old's penis.
31 and hung. Because you've seen a 31-year-old's penis.
31 and full of cum.
31. Stick your thumb up my ass.
No, why not bum? Okay, see, you're
because you
you're
do
close.
That shit where I'm like, why didn't you rhyme this last fucking one? And you don't do it.
Okay. Why aren't you reading a comic book, fucker? That's your job.
What?
Rhyming's my job. I don't want to do it all the time. I'm not your monkey.
That's fine.
Ooh, ah, ah.
I'm criticizing
me. Nicole, 2023. Self-sucking shall I be? I am going to start giving myself head. Would that be hot?
No.
All right.
That's sad.
No, it's so...
I don't...
If you can't do it, you're just like,
that.
I'm trying so hard. I do have dreams that all of a sudden I like... It's not that my dick is bigger. It's just that I'm more bendable.
Okay.
And I'm just like, just like kind of like it's a nice popsicle on a hot day. And then you see me and you're like, hey, dude. And I say, oh, just self-sucking here. These are for real dreams I've had.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, why do I want this? Like, I'm not going to suck on my own finger. That's equally gross.
Yeah.
Actually, if anything, the finger's grosser.
Sure.
Like, if you could lick your own nipple, would you?
No.
Or your elbow, that's your erogenous zone.
No.
Yes, it is. Oh, you're saying you wouldn't suck it. But hey, Saturday morning, what were you watching?
You said after school, now you're saying Saturday morning.
I literally said both. Either or, what were you watching?
Well, then whatever the fuck was on Fox Kids.
Wait, that was this, Sam and Mac.
No.
But yeah, you were 4 years old. No, not even 4 years old when this was out.
Yeah, you fucking perv.
So you're watching One Piece.
No.
Kirby right back at you.
No.
Then what was on Fox Kids you were watching?
Fucking, or ABC.
There we go.
Yeah.
You're watching a Lizzie McGuire.
No, it was like ABC Fox or something. I swear they were, it was no, the same.
You were probably thinking Fox Family that turned over into ABC Family.
Maybe.
So there might have been some carryover branding there.
I don't know. It was fucking, That's So Raven yeah. and Lizzie McGuire mm-hmm. and shit.
That's Disney. So ABC Family, baby. Or ABC, I mean. Because you didn't have cable.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh, baby, they're floppy beetles. But then you'd go over to your grandmother's and she'd say,
and lived in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, that's
so
for
it
sure.
Didn't even go out that far.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I remember MC Deep was always
had to get satellite.
Yeah, he was always like, my parents built their house too far away from the road so we can't get any internet, not even satellite.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm. It's like, maybe lay a couple more pipes down, guys.
And then my mom would like paid for the internet like as if it was a cell phone mm-hmm. eventually. And then my sister would just use it egregiously. And then my mom would get pissed because it's fucking expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister would be like, I need it for school. And then I'd be like, okay, so did I. But I went to fucking Brooklyn Bagels because I'm not a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or go to the library.
Yeah.
Or do your homework at school.
There are so many fucking options.
Go to a friend's house.
Yeah.
Ashley usually always had a boyfriend. Go to the boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
Go back to university.
Go back to Calvin.
Ooh, Calgary. She ever been to Canada?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, to visit family?
No.
Oh. Yeah, family in Canada.
Yeah.
You're a Canadian queen.
I guess.
Yeah. You didn't know? You're gam royalty. Speaking of, I did have a, even though we're nowhere near that, it's on the subject. Mary, finger, kill, Sam, Max, your grandmother.
No.
You're going to have to kill your gam. You freelance anything, Nicole?
Just literally everything.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Do you want to come up with a villain name?
What do you mean?
You got like the Mad Thespian. You got Max Salmon. You know, they're like puns or like a adjective person.
What?
You know, like the Mad Thespian. Max Salmon. Oh, Max Salmon, you should know, is a fish on a like a robot body. So it's like a pun.
How?
Salmon.
Pass.
All right, guys. Nicole ain't game for nothing, so it's time to report on some bonker stories in the bonker bulletins of baffling baddies. Beep, 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 beep. Uh-oh, this just in. Shit's about to get real. Nicole, do you want to hear some stories?
Pass.
No, you cannot pass this one.
Then why the fuck did you ask me?
All right, police dot dot. Golfer bites off man's nose in argument over game. Pretty bonkers so far. Wait, bites off man's nose? I thought it was just bites man's nose. Uh-oh. We got some blood. And feel free, I'm going to read this. Jump in whenever.
pass.
Oh my God. Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. You thought it was going to be St. Louis, Missouri, but it's not. An argument between two men over a golf game led one golfer to bite the nose off the other in the parking lot of a casino, police said. What casino were they at? Because let me go, okay? Mark Wells, 51, of Biloxi, initially fled the scene in a Tesla. Wow, was not expecting that. That is a stolen Tesla, stolen valor. Before turning himself in, I'm just saying, Nicole's like, what? No person who bites off.
I literally didn't say anything.
No, you did like a, meh, like a, huh?
I literally didn't say anything.
Well, literally say something, my queen.
Pass.
Bay St. Louis Police Chief Toby Schwartz said in a news release, the nose was not found as the victim was taken to the hospital, a television station reported. Officers responding to a complaint of an assault at the Hollywood Casino Monday night arrived to find a victim with a disfiguring facial injury, the statement said. In quotes, the investigation determined that suspect Mark Curtis Wells bit the nose off the victim, Schwartz says. Officers were told that Wells and the victim had been arguing throughout the day over a golf game they played at the resort's course. Wells was charged a felony mayhem. Wait, was charged with felony mayhem? That's a law? Damn. Hopefully the band from black metal Norwegian doesn't come over here. They're going to get charged left and right with felony mayhem. And this boy was booked booked into the Hancock County Jail, where he paid the required 10% of a $50,000 bond himself and walked out within the hour. Wow, that is so fucked up. This man's a menace to society. Felony mayhem. Bit the nose off a man and he gets to walk free because he has $5,000 in his pocket? That's fucked up. How is this man biting off noses, owning a Tesla? I guess he has big Musk energy. All right. According to the Biloxi Sun-Herald, Wells faces up to 7 years in prison if convicted of the felony. He probably won't be, which state law defines as a premeditated, in quotes, crime committed with the intent to kill, in which the suspect manipulates, disfigures, disables, or destroys someone's tongue, lip, eye, nose, limb, or other body part. Then just say body parts. I don't know. An official at the jail wouldn't say whether Wells has a lawyer who could comment on his behalf. Pretty crazy. What would make you bite the nose off from someone? Because that's like having to suck on their face.
I don't think you... Do you know what biting is?
Yes.
Do you know what sucking is?
No, I mean... You have
those are
to,
two different things.
You have to put your mouth
one
on...
One is teeth, one is no teeth.
Okay, picture this. Like, There's nothing on my hand to bite. But with the nose, in order for, like, I have to, like, suck on my hand. But, like, even the nose, like, is protruding, so you have to, like,
Think you know what biting
okay,
is, sir.
You have to put your entire, like, maybe if it's just the tip of the nose... But how this is written is like biting the entire nose off. So you really have to like deep throat the face to get to the nose. This is terrifying.
You do not know what biting is, sir.
He totally deserves this mayhem charge. But let's get on to our second story.
That dude eats eggplants for fun.
No, he doesn't. He eats nose for fun. No, that's business. Council race in Michigan town settled by two pieces of paper. Rogers City, Michigan.
Okay. Was that supposed to be funny?
When I read this, I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Decided by two pieces of paper. And it's going to be much more stupid, I think. The election to fill a city council seat in a Michigan town was settled by drawing two pieces of paper from a bowl days after a 616-616 tie. The new council member in Rogers City, Tami Adar, whose paper said elected. So one didn't say anything and one said elected. That's how they broke this tie. Brittany Vanderwall's paper said not elected. There were hugs by the pair Monday and no hard feelings. The Alpena News reported, in quotes, "I told people either way, Roger City wins," Vanderwall said before the drawing. Adar said the election day tie meant the northern Michigan town, population 2,800, should be satisfied with both candidates. "The people have spoken, and they said, eh, either one," Adar said. Vanderwall is already looking ahead to the next election, quoted saying, "Congrats! Do good work. I'll see you in 2 years." End article. Nicole?
This article is stupid.
Yeah, except the fact that from third grade to senior year, I had many classes with Brittany Vanderwall. I go to the Associated Press and I do the oddities. I saw this last month. What is this? I clicked on it and I see the picture of the two candidates shaking hands. I'm like, that person looks like Brittany Vanderwall. I scroll down. Oh my God, that's Brittany Vanderwall.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay.
Because it's in between police, gator or golfer bites off man's nose in argument, and TSA .. handgun found inside raw chicken in luggage at airport. This article's between these two. What's up?
And you chose not to read the raw chicken
one. Oh no, I'm about to.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida, of course. Security officers at a South Florida airport have reported finding a handgun hidden inside a raw chicken packed in a traveler's luggage. Thoughts so far?
So many.
All right.
So many.
Maybe they'll be answered. The Transportation Security Administration, aka Fraudsters, the TSA, posted photos of the gun and poultry Monday on its official Instagram account. That seems odd. Shouldn't be posting there. Don't post raw chicken handguns on Maine, guys, because that'll make me horny on Maine. The weapon was recovered at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. The post didn't identify the traveler who was transporting the weapon or whether any arrests were made. According to the TSA, fresh meat, seafood, and other non-liquid food items are permitted in both carry-on and checked bags as long as they are packed in ice. Unloaded firearms are allowed to be transported in checked bags, but they must be declared at the ticket counter and packed in a locked, hard-sided container. I don't know if it's packed on ice, that raw chicken, baby. That's going to be hard. And it's packed and locked. You get enough stuffing in there. That's it. That's the end of the article.
What?
I'm guessing the person didn't want to claim it, so they're like, oh, well,
yeah.
X-rays can't go through chicken meat.
They absolutely can.
So I'll throw that in there. Maybe they bought the chicken, didn't know the firearm was in there.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, how could we have done this better?
Done what?
I think if you fed, oh.
Oh, the gun?
Nicole.
What?
Maybe the chicken ate the gun and that's why they died.
Maybe the chicken was giving birth to a gun.
Holy shit. They fucked a handgun?
No, they fucked a Floridian.
Oh, okay. And Floridians, their semen is like 60% gunpowder.
Yeah.
So makes sense.
40% gator.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is 1% swamp water, depending on where you live.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Zip code.
The taste of a Floridian semen must be off the charts.
Why? Do you think gunpowder tastes delicious?
No, gator does. You dink? And swamp water has its attributes, okay?
Have you eaten gator?
Gatorade?
I'm so pissed.
Is it 60% Gatorade? That's what I thought it was, because I saw that Waterboy, and they're always talking about that H2O Gatorade.
Okay.
Also, it sucks that, like, Floridian semen shouldn't be near an open flame, but so often it is. Mm-hmm. And with that gunpowder in it, kaboom!
It's just a disaster waiting to happen.
Emphasis on the cum in combustion and on the bust.
Put regulations on Floridian semen already.
I don't think it should have regulations, because just semen on its own, nothing's gonna happen. You need to take the extra steps in order for this semen to be dangerous in the hands of a villain.
Yeah.
You know, if semen's just laying on the ground, as it usually does, not gonna do anything. But if you put it in the hands of a bad guy, all of a sudden, things are blowing up left and right. Zero sperm in Floridian semen. Pretty crazy. They reproduce asexually. That's that 1% swamp.
I'm bored with this bit.
Nicole, you want to get into this episode? Today, we're only discussing the Christmas episode named Christmas Bloody Christmas, originally aired in early 1998. So quick rundown, Sam and Max, they're hanging out with Granny Ruth, that is Sam's grandmother, and they're in this beautiful, why did they leave? I so badly, Nicole, let's just go to your parents' cabin for Christmas.
Fuck no.
Yeah, let's go. I guess we could go to my dad's cabin.
Yeah, your dad's cabin, which is an actual, like, house.
Yeah.
And not a cabin.
Uh-huh. Which is more of an actual house than their previous cabin that they had just sold.
Exactly.
And it's all paint, but they freshly painted. You know my nose can't do that.
You're the one that wanted to go.
Oh, if it's snowing, I might say, hey, everyone, sorry, I guess I gotta go to my dad's cabin. And Nicole's tagging along with. And guess what? All of you are invited.
Whoa.
Dad gave me the keys. They got the jacuzzi already on for us.
Yeah, you talk about how you're not going to inherit anything. You got that cabin, baby.
Yeah, but that's probably going to my brother, or it's going to all three of us.
Gross.
As like a timeshare.
A timeshare.
And that's what's going to end up happening is me saying, well, I don't have kids and whatnot. Louise, you can have it. You can have both of you can have my quarter, so you both, or my third, so you both equally have half.
I'm pissed.
Why? They'll invite us? Or you want to stay there a third out of the year?
We just live there.
What? In Michigan? It's in the woods. We'd have to have a car.
Yeah, we become just, you know?
Backwood streamers.
I don't know. Words?
Oh, man, we get some acoustic paneling everywhere. We're having a good time podcasting. Little Corey's invited.
Yeah, it's just, you know, recording out in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
It's spooky, which makes it kind of dangerous, which makes it kind of fun.
Do you want to know what's real dangerous while recording? Doing it in a pool of water.
Whoa.
Shock mount you a little.
Yeah.
Give a new definition of shock mount.
Yeah.
But yeah, they leave this cabin and then they go to a prison called Blood Island Penitentiary and some The Rock stuff starts happening. Prison Break.
The Rock?
Yeah, the movie The Rock, that Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, yay.
Well, there's a movie and then there's a person.
Oh, no. The person ain't a bitch to me, you know? Oh, yeah, compared to my muscles. The Rock's nothing.
Person ain't a bitch to me?
Uh-huh. They're nothing.
That's why you were talking about the movie?
Yeah, everyone's a bitch to me. So if you're not a bitch to me...
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
People's is bitches, okay? I see a person walking on two sticks, I say, bitch. Cats? Unless they start walking on two sticks, I'm not calling them a bitch. That's why I started calling socks and butter a bitch.
Socks and butter.
Or as I say, bitch and bitch. Bitch and bitch.
I want to leave.
Okay, well, we're almost done.
Can I go?
What time are we at on the record?
Like, how long?
Yeah.
42.
All right, yeah, it's a good record, baby.
And yeah, really, so we can end it.
No, eat me. Whole. Do you not want to watch Chainsaw Man tonight?
So take it or leave it, Jampy. It's subtitled, so it's not like I can arts and craft.
That was your fault, because the other day you didn't put it on. I was like, we can watch whatever you want, and then
yeah, but
we watched Big Mouth.
Yeah, and I wanted to be respectful of you putting pins on backers, for your backers. All right, let's get into this. All of a sudden, we hear a drone as they're sitting in this beautiful log cabin, and white light comes through the window. And Max, I liked this quote. He says, "It's the mothership here to take me home." Did you ever think you were an alien?
No.
Oh, you never thought maybe you were an alien or a ghost, extra paranormal?
No.
I did.
You thought I was a ghost?
No, not you. I mean, I've had night terrors to imply that. I see this visage walking.
I thought you were like an angel.
Yes, that, yes. But angels, some say, were the first extraterrestrials, and we just think angels, we mixed it up. Have you ever heard that theory?
No.
Oh, okay. That is a real theory, that aliens are also angels. Like, when people saw that, they thought they were seeing what we think of as angels and gave them a heavenly backstory, opposed to, oh, they're just people from another planet here to say something. I forgot about a night terror.
So you're saying that angels are actually aliens?
Yes.
Got it.
That's what other people have said. It's a theory out there. According to an idiot, did a bunch of episodes about it.
Okay.
Check them out, baby. Nicole, last night you woke me from a dream, and you woke me up in normal night terror fashion, saying, "Oh, it's okay, Jampy, it's okay." And in the dream, what was I doing? Was I doing my normal, like,
yeah.
Okay, well, if you had let me keep going, you would have started hearing me say, how does that song even start? Oh, say, can you see? Because in my dream, I started singing the national anthem. So it was very funny when you woke. I was like, wait, was I having a night terror? Maybe it's just when I dream. Or, I mean, when I sing in dreams, maybe I start just saying, oh, yeah. And screaming is singing. There might have been a ghost element. I might have been feeling kind of zuzzies out. What are you looking at?
What is that?
What is what?
On your shelf. It looks like a rock.
Weird Al pop figure.
Oh.
From the hair down. You got me scared. Yes, they go to end up at Blood Island. The grandmother's nickname there was the Iron Maiden.
Yes, because she's a...
guard.
Something.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Max, they see a picture, and it's her in front of, like, taking a photo, like a class photo. She's the teacher in front of a bunch of prisoners. And Max says, wow, she must have either been respected or feared, if you're going back to all these prisoners.
Yeah.
And she was, baby. And so a big thing on this show is we're like, of course this didn't get a second season. Clearly this was an expensive show to make, because every episode they're in new uniforms. They're like in different outfits. In this one, they're in elf outfits, but they have Santa hats on, and Max has Santa hats on both his ears, like tiny ones. It's real cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I would have liked also, would a third one have been too, like, right in between on his head?
It wouldn't have fit.
No, it's a tiny one. Or one pulled down and has ear holes in it. You put that on, and then you put the two ear toppers.
Okay.
So they go down because the grandmother's like, hey, this place needs some holiday cheer. And she's just kicking presents out to the prisoners. Max is spraying them, hurling candy canes at them. And it was very reminiscent. If you are a president and you do something that's very reminiscent of Sam and Max, you are a bad president, because this was very much like how Trump was just like tossing out paper towel to people.
Oh, yeah.
Very bad. That dude sucks.
Yeah, I'm pissed you even brought it up.
Uh-oh. But here's something you might not be pissed at. We're introduced to a prisoner who has tried to break out of prison and escaped, I think,
43 times.
43. Did you write down his name? Might have to let in Henry.
Herzog?
Okay, Herzog. Henry! Hold on, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Herzog, did you enjoy his, like, double-jointed, elbow-tubed neck?
No.
It was disgusting. Like, he had his neck went up and over like an elbow. It was gross. It was very Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, it reminds me of, like, when I was talking to my friend Damon about, we were talking about drawing and how just, like, it's like, yeah, everyday people are ugly. like, but when you, like, draw people, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I think.
And that's what this reminded me of, is I was like, oh, man, they did a good job of just drawing people to look regular.
Yeah.
And weird.
So this dude's idea to get out of prison is take a fruitcake, again, fruitcake slander in 90s television. Yeah, we had it on Pee-wee's, on This Movie's Gay. Just so many instances where fruitcake is this hard rock substance that grandmothers give you, but you never eat. You just throw it in the freezer, dunzo, never touching it. He takes it, throws it up, and then Max pulls double duty as a baseball bat. He's a detective, he's an elf, and now a baseball bat. That's double, baby. And they hit it into the circuit breaker and the power goes out. However, Nicole, if you were to be an animate object and do the job of it well, what would you be? Did I say animate or inanimate?
I don't remember.
Well, I meant inanimate.
The Dominator.
The Dominator. No, Nicole, you can't squish a dog and scare him. I would, if you were like, hey, I'm going to go dominate some dogs, I'd be like, hell yeah. That's the best thing I think you could do with your time.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to Instagram it. Because then I think that'd get a lot of hits. Hey, Henry, please don't knock that over. Hey,
okay.
He's going at the lamp. Come hang out.
He can't. There's a box in the way.
He can scurry. He knows how to do that. You've never seen him scurry?
I've never seen him scurry a day in my fucking life.
I've never seen him a day in my life.
What?
I guess I could probably be a good mop. Put my head in a bucket.
Sure.
Wiggle me around on some spilt spaghetti sauce.
Ew.
Maybe some Floridian semen.
Ew.
I think my hair would sop up some gunpowder real quick.
What about, how is it with gators, though?
Well, I was going to say, gators, it's good, but if it's got that 1% swamp water, I don't think my hair can do that. Because actually, 1% of semen, like if it's swamp water, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, that's the real 1%.
Oh, yes.
Swamp water.
Swampy semen. Gimme, gimme. Do you think if, like, if you were to describe the taste of semen as swampy, would that be a better alternative or a worse alternative to...
Worse.
Okay. I've never tasted it. I got to.
Why?
Just so I have that experience. I need to start doing what Cody Lambert does in Step by Step. Once a month, he does a new experience. And maybe January is the day I taste seed. All right.
I'm disappointed in you?
I'm disappointed in you. You were like, I'm going to meet James. What you should have said is like, oh, seed, don't you mean Final Fantasy VIII? Something like that. I don't know.
On the prison walls are like two big signs. One says repent and the other one says reform.
Hell yeah.
I just thought that was, I don't know, odd, interesting.
It would have been funny if it was.
It's like you had to make that choice to draw that.
Repent, reform, and then another one that says recycle.
Ooh, yeah, that would be good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, they're commenting on just prison life in general with that.
Sounds more like church life, if you ask me.
Uh-huh. I love church. Take me to it, Hosier.
Oh, I have. Okay, I think this is skipping forward.
Go for it.
Max screaming, let me climb down his throat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is exactly where we're at, I think. So yeah. Lights go out and they go inside these secret tunnels, and Max is like, oh, I can find an informant, knocks on the wall, finds something hollow, and just yanks through a, I don't know, apple-sized hole, a giant-ass man. And in order to get him to talk, Max says, let me climb down his throat, and just opens him wide. And Granny Ruth says, well, let's try that in a bit. And then says, I'm going to call up your mom.
Yeah.
See what she thinks when you're giving lip to Granny Ruth. My mom was that aunt. My aunts and uncles would say, do you want me to call up your Aunt Margaret? And then they'd be like, no.
They called your mom your aunt?
My cousins. Did I fuck up this story?
I'm so confused.
To her nieces and nephews, that's, I think, let me restart. My aunts and uncles, to their children, when they would misbehave, would say, hey, you don't want me to get your Aunt Margaret over here, do you? Because she was scary back then.
Oh.
Yeah. And I it's weird because my mom was like into that. And it's like, no. You don't want children to be scared of you?
No, I get that.
No, I want teens to be scared of me, because I'm scared of them.
Teenagers scare the living shit out of me.
What's that?
You never heard that song before?
No, what is it?
It's like the best song in the entire universe, okay.
Gum by
It's actually
Moose Blood?
Used a lot in like movies and stuff. How have you never? No, okay. That's a different song.
Okay, well, how you're singing that was.
I mean, that's pretty close.
All right, well, I've never heard of it. Don't you see teens? They scare me so much. That one?
Yeah, now you're turning it. You're changing it. It's different now.
It's called a remix, bitch.
Oh, my God.
You're walking on two legs, so you get called one. Henry, that's not a door. He was, like, knocking on my CDs that are on a shelf. Oh, yeah, Henry. Do that big yawn. Okay, focus. I only have a few more notes. She then, like, does the Vulcan neck pinch to knock this dude out. If you could
Nerd.
Be knocked out that way, would you, like, to fall asleep, would you do that?
To myself?
Yeah, to yourself, or, like, have me do it. Like, instantly you're put to sleep and you're good.
I guess.
I feel like it's dangerous, though. Wouldn't it be?
I don't fucking know.
Like, if I were to choke myself to sleep every night, that's going to do damage. It's going to strain my neck.
Yeah.
I choke something to go to sleep, okay, baby?
Henry.
I choke my emotions down, that's what I'm saying. Idle hands get caught in dangerous machinery, I liked that. Which was, they were going above these giant wind fans, and the grandmother says that to her grandchildren. Pretty cool grandmother. What's the coolest thing your grandmother ever did?
Mm.
Teach me how to arm fart, take me to small soldiers, have my mother. Grammy got coming.
Gross.
Hey, mom, if you're listening, remember your mother got cummed in by your father.
Oh, my God.
She's just
good. Speaking of that.
What's up?
There's soap on the ground.
Yes. They're in the shower and they say, oh, if these walls could talk. And Max goes down to pick it up, and on the other side, like a don't kick me sign, is on his ass, but it says don't open until Xmas.
Yeah, while he's bending over to pick up soap.
Uh-huh. Nicole, if I wrapped up my little patootie, would you want it for Christmas?
Sure.
All right, guys, we just found a new gift to get Nicole. Don't know how I'm feasibly going to be able to do it. I guess get underwear that looks like wrapping paper? What's he doing?
Just, you know,
being a menace?
Exploring.
All right. Oh, exploring I'm fine with.
Being a dingus, not a menace.
Nicole, is Santa a zaddy?
Sometimes.
Okay. He's self-sufficient, provides.
Depends on which version.
Well, this version, he's clearly not a virgin because he's a zaddy. And zaddies had to have had sex in order to make a baby.
Okay.
And that's what zaddies are. So let us know, listeners, what's the sexiest Santa version?
That Klaus comic book.
Oh, I've never read it. Never seen it.
Well, that's your answer, sir.
This one's pretty hot. He's just like jolly.
Sure.
Or Violent Night. That dude's pretty sexy.
I guess.
I hope he takes off that red jacket so I can whack it. Now, here's an alt.
Santa Claus is in this for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And just goes, naughty, nice, and then leaves.
And then he says, Merry Christmas to all.
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, so he's in there for a little bit.
It was just, it was random.
I don't know. Merry fuck kill, Sam, Max, your grandmother. That was my next note. And that's all my notes. They end up taking down Herzog, but then he gets away. He jumps. They're in like an Alcatraz, but even further off, like 30 miles from coastline. And he jumps out with like one of those like dinosaur floaties around his waist. And they're talking to Granny Ruth saying, oh, what do you want Santa to bring you? And she's like, the only thing I would wish for from Santa is to hang up Herzog on the tree as well. And they're like, hey, you got one. There's one Christmas gift for Granny. And Sam goes, yeah, and something's really packed in tight. And it's gift wrapped inside of a tiny little box, Herzog. And she throws him up on that tree. Good night to all and all a good night.
Yeah, the end, baby.
Ooh, Nicole, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome.
You're beautiful, you're talented, and above all else, you are you.
Whoa.
Do you think, like, if you could change yourself overnight, what would you change?
All of it.
All of it? What's the first thing you would change, personality-wise?
Oh, I just thought you meant, like, my fleshiness.
Oh, no. I'm talking about your insides, inside that brain, inside that skeleton.
Inside flesh?
Yeah.
The vocal fry.
Okay, all right. Vocal fry, we can change that.
Great.
In order to take out vocal fry, if anyone has it, what you do is you grab the base of your neck and pull it down, and guess what? I have no more vocal. Oh, holy shit, that actually worked. You lengthen the throat so it doesn't get that fry, baby. Lengthened. That's zero fry right here. Get out of here, Futurama. But then I let it go. There's a little bit of fry there. So always, I guess, be kind of choking yourself. But in a downward motion. Downward dog. Doggy style. Snoopy. The Red Baron.
Remember your ABCs. Always be choking.
Mm-hmm. And that choking is spelled with a C, not the traditional K-H. K-H. Give me that K-H, baby. Ching. Do you K-H me? Please don't K-H me. I just hope you coach
a
me.
Dominator. You.
Yes. Nicole is going to squeeze me, so I think we got to get out of here. Also, if you don't get the Dominator thing, listen to Marshland Media's least listened to podcast, Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling with Sean Marciniak and I. I've been on a roll of just making him and every dog lover uncomfortable. I hope we start, like, random people start finding the show and, like, give us 1-star reviews of, like, this is an anti-dog podcast, at least half of it.
This is more anti-dog than John Carpenter's Halloween.
Uh-huh. Because that's actually kind of pro-dog meat. Like, A, I love dogs so much, I'm going to eat them.
Yeah.
Unless it's out of necessity. Because, like, yeah, I could go kill a squirrel. Actually, killing a dog's high profile. Because people will start looking for their dog. And, oh, if you do a dog whistle and the dog's inside of you, it'll start barking. I mean, inside of Michael Myers. And it'll make him bark as well.
What?
And then all the Halloween fans will be like, you can't make Michael Myers bark. Nicole, you got anything to plug before we leave?
No, I just want to leave.
All right, guys. Have a merry, bloody Christmas, you pieces of shit. And hey, guys.
Rude.
Watch out for that death from above. It might be Santa Claus because
Santa is a gift.
Uh-huh.
A gift from above.
I was going to, I think I asked Rudy or someone. I was like, is this a thing? A bunny is a death from above. Make that the theme song. But they didn't take it well. Maybe they haven't seen Rugrats in Paris or its prequel. I did have one more thing to say. Oh, yes, Santa could be death from above because remember, a quarter of the reindeers are Floridians. So if they're jazzing off like that, if they have what I want, which is the instantaneous combustin, it might start raining Floridian semen down on you. So be aware this holiday season for Floridian reindeer jizz. Death from above. Bye.
Death from above! Death from above!
That was a great episode.